So this can be a hostile world, right? This can be a hostile world. I'm going to invite you to imagine yourself for a moment as a character in our Time for All Ages story. Imagine yourself as the squirrel. The squirrel that kept coming back, that kept returning. Hers was a hostile world, right? Something innate in her being called her to be there, to keep returning to that strange place. For her, it was her brood, it was her children. We can live in an equally hostile world, a world that does not give us the time or the space, the peace to attend to our truth, to our wholeness, to our prayers, to our meditations, a world that is not partial to us because we are gay, transgendered, because our skin is brown, because we are a woman doing a man's job, because we do not easily give in or give up, because we are struggling and we need help, because we are differently abled, because we are small and our ideas are not taken seriously. Our world can also be hostile as we care for aging parents, as we watch dear ones slip away into self-destructive ways, as we bury our loved ones. What keeps you coming back? Back to your full self, back to your truth, defending your claim, reaffirming the love that does not die, even in this hostile world. Jesus lived in a hostile world. Jesus was murdered like a common criminal. Jesus returned. I can say that resolutely. I know I'm in a Unitarian Universalist church. I can still say that resolutely, and I am not ashamed, and I don't need to defend the theology because I'm not talking about theology here. Jesus returned. As the story goes, a great rabbi, a teacher who was unwilling to bend to the hypocrisy and the empire where he lived, birthed a whole new way of being religious. And when he died, he returned. How? There are many different ways of seeing Jesus, as many ways as there are humans on this earth. Some see the reformer, others the revolutionary. I see the humanitarian. Jesus touched the lepers. He sat with the prostitutes. He did not discriminate. If you were poor, according to Jesus, you would inherit the kingdom. No prosperity gospel there. When he died, as the story goes, he was resurrected. The stone was rolled back. It's the miracle story that grounds modern-day Christianity. What if it is true for me? That Jesus returned. How? Because those who loved him and his teaching would not let his new way of being religious that he brought to life, this humanitarian religion, they would not let that die. I'm not a fan of all the things that Christianity has been. It too has risen in hostile ways. No faith tradition is innocent, not Unitarian Universalism, not any. All can be used to bring forth beauty and to bring forth power for gain. But the Easter story is, in its essence, a story of humanity's triumph over the hostility of life. Amen. The power of the empire, the occupying power, rose up and stole the life of the great rabbi, Jesus. I was talking with my Jewish mother last night as I made Easter eggs, and she reminded me, Jesus was a Jew. I said, yes, Mom, I know. I know. You should remind your Catholic husband that as well today. They feared his humanitarian teaching. They feared his counter-cultural equalizing love. Yes. Power stole his life. The people resurrected his way, his love. Our natural response to the arrival of Jesus is to think of him as coming down. But the real story is about a nobody from Nazareth rising up. The Reverend Dr. Robin Myers, the radical Christian theologian, said this. Let me repeat it. Our natural response to the arrival of Jesus is to think of him as coming down, that is, coming down from heaven. But the real story is about a nobody from Nazareth rising up. And he rose up in his own, because he was a brave reformer, but he also rose up in death because the people that had come to love him, to trust him, to follow him, refused to let hostility steal his memory and his message. Amen. Amen. We need this today, because hostility is rising up in forms all across our globe. There are terrorist attacks, there are shootings, there is hatred of people who need to come here to find a place to live because they have no other home. And we are again turning to them and saying no, just like we said no to the Jewish people before the Holocaust while hell was taking over Europe. We are saying no again. Hostility is rising up. We need to remember this equalizing love and not let hostility steal us from our better selves. Amen. What returns? What returns? What rises up in your life to show you that life is worth living, that you have more love to open the doors of your hearts? What rises up in your life? What do you refuse to let go? Perhaps the hostility or even the inevitability of life has asked something of you that you do not want to give. Your wholeness, your truth, your health. What remains for you? Maybe you've lost a dear, true loved one. What of them remains with you? What returns to remind you of their gifts again and again and live with you in your heart? What returns? The way they taught you to live, does that return? Perhaps you are struggling with changes in your own capacity. Perhaps life feels tenuous. What returns? What refuses to go? What do you hold on to you? What is still with you? The love of others, the strength within, the presence of the holy, the green of spring. What returns after the gray of winter is over and gone?